Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Monday morning. Monday morning, October the 30th, 2023, 19 minutes past the hour, 41 degrees, cloudy skies here in the Marion area. Last Monday in the month of October, 2 days left, Halloween Eve, if you can believe that. 41 degrees, cloudy skies, record lows on the way today. Do want to remind everybody, Kids Night Out is tonight at Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. Come join them for some free activities and treats. They'll have stations set up around the store for kids to enjoy. Treats are subject to change depending on the number of kids they have. Kids Night Out tonight, October 30th at the Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road from 4 to 6 p.m. I know they're going to have cookie decorating, candy, games where you turn the ducks upside down. What is that game called? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And as we were in the break there, I was, you know, in hour number one, thanking everybody who's been a part of the station in 10 years. And, of course, I don't have a list in front of me of everybody who's been here in 10 years. But Bailey was with us on the Friday night program for a little while. So I certainly do thank her for her contributions. So it's a lot of people. And I think now I might have everybody who has done a show on this station. If I forgot anybody, somebody I'm sure will let me know. And then there were people, like I say, along the way who came in and did stints for us, like Mr. McFeely. Steve Cannon was here for a bit. Just good, solid people. Thunderbolt Patterson here quite a bit. Lots of fun. All right, 740-751-4038. You thank everybody. And again, talking about the death of Matthew Perry at age 54 this past weekend. I think that's kind of what got that whole subject kicked off this morning was, you know, you never know. You never know what day is going to be your last day. So I think it's important to try to get it as right as you can, as often as you can. And I was just having this conversation last week with somebody, and I really do believe, matter of fact, I might have had it with a couple people, that you've got to tell people what they mean to you in this life. You cannot wait for a retirement party or a death to tell people why they were important or thank them for the good things that they did. And I hope Matthew Perry knew that people obviously liked him a great deal. Certainly we've seen that with all the outpouring in the last 2 days since his death at the age of 54. I would imagine he did. In any event, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I think the problem in life is some people just never recover from their traumas. So even though they try, and even though they have temporary moments of sanity and temporary moments of happiness, on the whole, they're never really well. And I think that's what Matthew Perry's book demonstrated last year. I know he was out on the book tour on a lot of talk shows. I'm sure a lot of you saw him, and it's just a tremendous thing. At least he was able to get that book out before the end came. In any event, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, if anybody has anything to say. Remember, early voting is up. We have learned that. All right. Well, I thought we'd do a family feud here this morning. because, well, this is just a fun category. I don't think this is the type of category I like. Now, this has five answers, five big answers here this morning. Name something you might eat with crackers. Five big answers. Now, the category again, name something you might eat with crackers. Five big answers on the list here. I like this. If this isn't an open category, nothing is. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, remember the category again. Name something you might eat with crackers. Something you might eat with crackers. 24 minutes past the hour here. Now, I'm looking at all five of these answers. Now, I'll tell you, I might have eaten all five of these things with crackers, but I know I've definitely eaten four of them with crackers. I'll say that. Go ahead, caller.
This might seem kind of fishy, Scott, but let's go for caviar.
No caviar on the list, but I certainly have heard about that.
Okay. I would say cheese. That's kind of lame, but, you know, caviar is kind of what I was having a craving for today.
Caviar is on the list.
Okay.
Not on the list. Caviar is not on the list.
Okay. Well, see you later.
All right. No caviar on the list here today. Name something you might eat with crackers. That's what we're looking for here. Name something you might eat with crackers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. That's where we are. Does anybody know any of the answers? Name something you might eat with crackers. No caviar on the list here today. Go ahead, caller.
A cheese ball?
Cheese. Yes, cheese is number two on the list. You got it. Cheese does come in at number two on the list. Name something you might eat with crackers. Cheese is number two. Four other answers to go. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Pate.
No pate on the list. No pate on the list here today. Name something you might eat with crackers. Something you might eat with crackers. All right, go ahead, caller.
Potted meat or deviled ham.
Sliced meats are number five on the list. Yes, sliced meats, number five. Sliced meats do show up at number five on the list. Name something you might eat with crackers. Cheese was number two. Sliced meat is number five on the list. 27 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you might eat with crackers. Cheese came in at number two. 24 people said cheese. And sliced meat came in at number five. 11 people said sliced meat. Who's got some other answers here? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Soup.
Soup is number one on the list. Today's a soup kind of a day, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is. Soup number one. Thank you. All right. Soup was number one on the list. Soup was one. Cheese was two. Sliced meats were number five. We've still got two left. Name something you might eat with crackers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Soup number one, 28 people. Cheese, number two, 24 people. And sliced meat, number five, 11 people. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter, number three on the list. You've got it.
Peanut butter does show up at number three on the list here today. Soup, cheese, peanut butter, and sliced meats.
Go ahead, caller.
Hummus.
No hummus.
No hummus on the list here today. But, you know, I see people buying an awful lot of hummus. Name something you might eat with crackers.
Go ahead, caller.
Chicken salad.
No chicken salad.
No chicken salad on the list here today. Name something you might eat with crackers. One answer left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
Tuna.
No tuna.
No tuna on the list here today. Something you might eat with crackers.
Go ahead, caller.
Like a spread. There's cheese spreads, all different kinds of spreads or dips.
No spreads or dips.
No spreads or dips on the list here today. 740-751-4038. Name something you might eat with crackers. Soup's number one with 28 people. Cheese number two with 24 people. Peanut butter number three with 21 people. Sliced meat number five with 11 people. All right, what's number four on the list? 30 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to slip in here and get the correct answer today? Something you might eat with crackers. Soup, cheese, peanut butter, sliced meats. All right. One answer left to go. 740-751-4038. All right. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to get them? All righty here.
Go ahead, caller.
Jam?
Not jam. No jam.
No jam or jelly on the list here today. 31 minutes past the hour. Who's going to get our final answer here this morning? Name something you might eat with crackers. Soup was one. 28 people said soup. Cheese was two. 24 people said cheese. Peanut butter was three. 21 people said peanut butter. Sliced meats was five. 11 people said sliced meats. What's the one answer missing was number four on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is our missing answer here this morning?
Go ahead, caller.
Cottage cheese or cream cheese?
No cottage or cream cheese.
No cottage or cream cheese on the list here today. But you can't go wrong with cottage cheese. That is for sure.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's just say nothing. Just eat the cracker.
No, just cracker on the list.
No cracker by itself on the list here today. Name something you might eat with crackers. Soup number one, 28 people said soup. Cheese number two, 24 people said cheese. Peanut butter number three, 21 people said peanut butter. Sliced meat number five, 11 people said sliced meat. What's number four on the list here today? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try honey or jelly.
No honey or jelly on the list.
No honey or jelly on the list here today. 33 minutes past the hour, looking for correct answers. Name something you might eat with crackers. Soup, cheese, peanut butter, sliced meat, and one answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is the fourth answer on our list today? The category being, name something you might eat with crackers. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
What about shrimp?
No shrimp on the list.
No shrimp on the list today. Well, we're working it down. We're down to one. With 26 minutes left to go here, maybe we'll get into another category. Name something you might eat with crackers. Soup, cheese, peanut butter, sliced meat. One answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Soup was the big winner here. 28 people said soup. Cheese was number two. 24 people said cheese. Peanut butter, number three. 21 people said peanut butter. Sliced meat, number five. 11 people said sliced meat. What is number four on the list? Things you might eat with crackers. 740-751-4038. 24 minutes left to go. What smart person out there is going to swoop in and get this correct answer? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
What, like if you're at a party, they have a bunch of stuff. Do they call it hors d'oeuvres or something?
No hors d'oeuvres on the list.
Hors d'oeuvres or whatever that is, okay.
No hors d'oeuvres on the list here today. Well, something you might eat with crackers.
Go ahead, caller.
Tomatoes.
No tomatoes.
No tomatoes. On the list here today, name something you might eat with crackers. One answer left to go. Who's got it?
Go ahead, caller.
Apples?
No apples.
No apples on the list here today. Something you might eat with crackers. Soup, cheese, peanut butter, sliced meat, one answer left to go. And we're having a little trouble getting the last answer here today, but hopefully we'll get it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you might eat with crackers. Soup, cheese, peanut butter, sliced meat. One answer left to go. What is that one answer? Who's got it out there? Who's listening this morning? Soup ran away with it at 28 people. Cheese had 24 at number 2. Peanut butter, number 3, 21, although I don't know why. I am not a peanut butter person. 5 was sliced meat with 11. And then we've got the number four answer here. What is the number four answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you might eat with crackers. Soup, cheese, peanut butter, sliced meat. One answer left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say butter, margarine, oleo, shed, spread, country crock, or one of those kinds of items?
Nope, none of those.
And cream cheese, is that the same as cheese? Because that's possible on crackers.
Yep, no cream cheese.
Okay, well, we tried. I'll try to butter you up with a good answer. I'll try to find one that's butter. I mean better.
All right, we're still looking for the correct answer here. 740-751-4038. Name something you might eat with crackers. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to say milk, but you drink that.
That's true. Right. No milk on the list.
Okay.
No milk on the list here today. Name something you might eat with crackers. That's what we're looking for. Soup was number one. Cheese was number two, peanut butter number three, and sliced meat was number five. 40 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. One answer left to go, stationary at number four on the list here today.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's say spaghetti.
No spaghetti on the list.
No spaghetti on the list here today. What is our missing answer? Will we find it? 740-751-4038. Name something you might eat
with crackers. Go ahead, caller.
Boiled egg.
No boiled egg.
No boiled eggs on the list here today. Name something you might eat with crackers. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's just say your lunch. Instead of eating bread, you'll eat crackers.
No lunch on the list.
No lunch on the list here today. Who's going to get this one? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Tuna and crackers.
Not tuna. That's a good guess, though.
No tuna on the list here today, but not a bad guess. Name something you might eat with crackers. Soup, cheese, peanut butter, and sliced meat.
Go ahead, caller.
How about bacon?
No bacon.
No bacon on the list here today. Something you might eat with something you might eat with crackers is what the answer category is.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say crackers and tomato juice. That's what I do.
No tomato juice on the list.
No tomato juice on the list here today. Name something you might eat with crackers. Soup, cheese, peanut butter, sliced meats.
Go ahead, caller.
Sardines.
No sardines on the list.
Sardines do not make the list here today. Name something you might eat with crackers. Soup, cheese, peanut butter, sliced meat. One answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Pepperoni?
No pepperoni.
No pepperoni on the list here today. Name something you might eat with crackers. Soup number one, 28 people said soup. Cheese number two, 24 people said cheese. Peanut butter, number three. 21 people said peanut butter. And sliced meat, number five on the list. 11 people said sliced meat. What's number four? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you might eat with crackers. Soup, cheese, peanut butter, and sliced meat. One answer left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
It's not chili, is it?
It is chili. What?
I thought it was going to be something stupid, but I thought...
No, no, you people put crackers in chili.
No, sometimes you have like, well, the answer is nothing, you know, practically. And soup, I thought, well, people think chili isn't like soup. It's different, so...
I would say, I know people call it chili soup, but I would say that chili is not a soup. I mean,
that's what most people think.
Yeah. And
because sometimes your answers are like way out there. It's like nothing that you would think. So.
No, I thought this would be an easy one. I did not think that would be that difficult a question.
Well, I kept thinking that, but I thought it's in soup. And then pretty soon I thought, well, it's probably a silly answer. So.
Well, at least we got through it.
Chili, okay.
Thanks.
Yes, those were the answers. Name something you might eat with crackers. Soup, cheese, peanut butter, chili, and sliced meats. All right. Okay. We're getting a call here, and then we'll come back to this momentarily.
Go ahead, caller.
Pickles?
No, we just got it. It's chili.
Oh, chili. Well, would that be the same as soup?
No, I think chili is different than soup.
Okay.
Yep, thanks.
I think chili is a little different than soup. 740-751-4038 if you want to hash that one out. All right. Let's see here. We've done a lot of these. Let's see if I can find one. Let's see here. Well, I don't think we've ever done this one, and this is kind of along the same lines here. There's only four answers. We might be able to get this in 14 minutes. Name something in your refrigerator that you should thank a cow for. Four answers, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something in your refrigerator that you should thank a cow for. Four big answers here. I don't think anything all that difficult. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say milk.
Milk's number one on the list. You got it.
Milk, of course, came in at number one on the list. Something in your refrigerator that you should thank a cow for. Milk, of course, number one on the list. 68 people said milk. Three other answers to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Something in a refrigerator that you should thank a cow for. Milk number one. Three other answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something in your refrigerator that you should thank a cow for. Milk number one. 68 people said milk. And then you've got three other answers. What could they be? Well, apparently milk was the only one that was an obvious answer here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. under 12 minutes left to go here in the broadcast. 740-751-4038. Okay. What else do we have here?
Okay, go ahead, caller.
Cheese.
Cheese is number two on the list.
Cheese makes its second appearance of the morning on the list here at number two. Name something in your refrigerator that you should thank a cow for. We've got milk and cheese.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's say ice cream.
No ice cream.
No ice cream on the list here this morning. Name something in your refrigerator that you should thank a cow for. Milk is number one. Cheese was number two. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Milk and cheese is where we are here this morning.
Go ahead, caller.
Cottage cheese.
No cottage cheese.
No cottage cheese on the list here today. Sad that it's not on the list. Name something in your refrigerator that you should thank a cow for. Milk and cheese so far.
Go ahead, caller.
Butter.
Butter is number four on the list. You got it.
Butter does show up at number four on the list here today. With 10 minutes left to go, butter is number four. All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
I'd like to posthumously thank all those cute cows for the lunch meat, or maybe the leftover from McDonald's. Lunch meat or something, or not just something you would freeze, but I guess you could be defrosting steak, but, you know, lunch meat would be a good answer if it's made from cow.
No lunch meat on the list.
Okay, well, I'll move over to a different answer then.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
No lunch meat on the list, but that is fairly close. The answer, I guess, there was lunch meat. Now, lunch meat is not on the list, but not far from the right answer. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something in your refrigerator that you should thank a cow for. Milk, cheese, butter. One answer left. What might it be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Let's take another call here. See if we have it.
Go ahead, caller.
Not that anyone can afford it anymore, but hamburger?
Hamburger, absolutely. Number three on the list. You got it. Hey, were you a big friend of, or a big fan of Friends?
No.
No.
I mean, it was like if it was on, you know, whatever, cool, but I was never some kind of diehard, can't wait to watch it.
Well, that's kind of the same with me. Were you surprised this weekend at all the media coverage over that?
I didn't even know that. I wasn't paying attention, so Matthew Perry died?
We bring it to you here first. Yes, Matthew Perry,
I think it's sad when anybody dies, but, hey, what about when you were running down the ghost of WWGH path?
Yeah.
Where's Mike McGinnis then?
Oh, you know, Mike McGinnis. You know, I talked to Mike quite a bit on the internet. He moved to Marysville, and he's been, I think he's still at the same weight. He has not lost any more weight. I think he's still in the 500-something pound department. But he's coaching a couple of his kids, I think football and something else that his kids are playing. And there is going to be an update show on my 600-pound life. So I know that that's coming up. But, no, we've stayed in touch.
And then here's another, like, on those little commercials or whatever, I always hear someone, Dick Shafraff. Who in the world, first of all, whoa, that name. But who was Dick Shafraff?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, he was here. There's another one I forgot. Yeah, Dick Shafraff played for Ohio State. He played for the Cleveland Browns. And then he went on and became a state senator. He got in politics when he retired from football. And Dick was on this station not a long time, maybe about 3 months. And he used to guest on my program every so often in the very beginning. But Dick died not too long ago, though. Maybe about a year ago. His nickname was The Mule. They called him The Mule. He wrote a book that did very, very well.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Well, so did I. Hopefully I got everybody when I was running down the list. You know, during the break, I had to think there, and I had forgotten Bailey, and I think that was it. Now, you've brought up Dick Shaffrath, of course, and Mike McGinnis, but I think I got everybody now. That's a it's a long list now.
There's not a lot.
Yep. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Hamburger was the final answer there. Things you would thank a cow for that are in your refrigerator. Milk, cheese, hamburger, butter. All right. Well, here's another quick one. I bet we can do this one in 6 minutes. Four answers. Name something that drips. You know, this is good for this morning. Name something that drips. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that drips. We only have four answers here and 5 minutes left to go. Going to have to get an answer a minute to get this right. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'd just say a water faucet.
Water faucet, number one on the list.
Water faucet is number one on the list here today. Name something that drips.
Go ahead, caller.
Are you saying drip or grip?
Drip, D-R-I-P.
A faucet.
Faucet, number one.
Faucet is number one on the list here today. We've got number one. But we still have three other answers to go. Name something that drips. 74-D-R-I-P-S.
Go ahead, caller.
Syrup.
What's that?
Syrup, like maple syrup.
Oh, syrup.
From
no syrup on the list.
No syrup on the list here today. Name something that drips. D-R-I-P-S. Faucet was number one on the list.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Some people say your nose, like it drips or runs.
Yep, but nose is number two on the list. You got it.
Nose comes in at number two on the list here today. Still two left to go. 4 minutes in the broadcast. 740-751-4038. Name something that drips, a water faucet and a nose.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say an IV.
No IV on the list.
No IV on the list here today, although it does drip. Name something that drips, water faucet, nose. Water faucet was number one. 92 people said water faucet. 4 people said nose. Two other answers on the list. 740-751-4038. 3 minutes left to go here today. 740-751-4038. Who's going to come in with the final two answers? Name something that drips. Water faucet and a nose. All right. Kids' night out tonight. Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road, 4 to 6 p.m., October the 30th. That is tonight. So if you want some fun activities and treats and candy and decorating cookies and all that sort of thing, Kids Night Out, Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road tonight, 4 to 6 p.m.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
An icicle?
No icicle.
No icicle on the list here today. Name something that drips. Water faucet number one. Nose number two. Two left to go. We got half of them. 2 minute warning here. If we can get one a minute, we might get this right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that drips. D-R-I-P-S. Name something that drips. Does anybody have the final two answers? As we approach the 1 minute mark. 740-751-4038. We are now officially at 1 minute left to go in the broadcast. Two answers still here. We could pick them off if we picked them off fast. Name something that drips. Water faucet and a nose. Two left to go.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Can I say, like, a person, you, yourself, when you get out of the shower?
No people on the list.
Okay.
No people on the list here today. Well, name something that drips. Water faucet was far and away number one, 92. People said that. Nose was number two. Okay, one final answer here today. All right.
Go ahead.
A candle.
Candle's number three.
One answer left, and we don't have time. Tune in tomorrow. Scott Spears heading
for the
dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
Yeah, you know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell with it.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.